Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, Dr. V. God is faithful, and we're so thankful to God for who he is all by himself. Thank you, Lord, on this wonderful Thursday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is filled with your glory. And we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We truly will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us in this telecommunications sanctuary to uplift the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. We glorify you, O God, that you have your way in this sanctuary this morning. Lord, we thank you for filling our cups until it overflows. So with that, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you'd give us special anointing on the speaker this morning, Father. We thank you, Father, for keeping them in every way, Father. And we know, Lord God, as we will hear, we will become more doers of your word and not just hearers only. We thank you, Father, for that anointing on our dear loved one, Father God. We thank you for the anointing on our ears to hear. We thank you, Father, the anointing on our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the anointing on our seniors, Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor. We thank you for your anointing on Artist Life, Father God. And with this, Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for the anointing on your people who are hearing my very voice, Lord God. And we give your name praise. We give your name glory because this is the day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there? Do we have our host there?
Minister Brenda, are you able to hear me?
She's there. She's there, and you're unmuted.
Okay.
Come on.
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you.
No problem. I got muted out, so to God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us and for, ushering us into the presence of God this morning in worship. We praise God for you. We thank God for, an amazing time in worship. Thank you, woman of God. May God continue to bless you and elevate you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. See, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal and anointed and appointed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the mission and the mandate that God gave them was to start this call, that as you dialed into this call, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you began your day here on the Master's Call. And the thread that knitted us all together is a company called Artist Life. Artist Life was founded over 30 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and we thank God that an appointment with artists will change your life. And if you have no idea what artists is, they are absolutely wonderful health and wellness products that are transforming lives all over the world. And you can get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share more with you about Artist Life. But just to give you a little bit more details about the Master's Call, we do have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our bios, information for the call, all of our messages can be viewed on that website. And please share that website with someone else so that their lives can be blessed. We also have an email, so if you have a prayer request, a praise report, you have a testimony, or maybe you simply have a question, or who knows, you may want to participate here on the TMC leadership team. And so how do you go about doing that? Maybe you want to be a greeter. Maybe you want to be a host like I'm doing right now. Maybe there's a message that you have that you want to share with the masses. Well, send an email to either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and they will get back with you. Well, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. I'm going to be giving some other information later on, but I want to make sure I get the speaker up on time. Who is our speaker for today? Well, we just celebrated her birthday. She is none other than Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa Peterson is the wife of Gerald Peterson. She has three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy. She is the grandmother of the adorable baby T, who we are definitely celebrating because God has truly used her at her young age to bring those to Christ and let them see that there is a God and he is truly in the miracle working business. Minister Willa is a retired educator. She is a teacher. She is a minister. She is definitely a kingdom builder. This morning, she is wonderful. She's intelligent. She's lovable. She's loyal, and she is our appointed speaker for this day. At this time, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany, and thank you so much for the warm introduction. You are just amazing. I love how you come up with the acronym for our name, and we love and appreciate everything you do for the Master's Call. Someone who is so dedicated and gets up early in the morning. So thank you so, so much. And Minister Brenda, what can I say? Thank you so much for greeting our family this morning as we took our seats here in the telecommunications sanctuary, for the God-inspired prayer that you gave, for the worship we did this morning. There's just a sweet, sweet presence in the air over the telecommunications sanctuary airwaves. And thank you for sharing your voice with us. And Dr. Vanessa, as Minister Brenda said, it had to be God for her to sing like the angels. I am yet holding on. Praise the Lord. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, whom we just love to call our Mother Eagle, and everyone knows why. It's because she lets us stay in the nest long enough to get our strength, to get our courage up, to have faith in the confidence that she and Dr. P.K. Roberts have in us. And then we get nudged and sometimes pushed out of the nest. But that's okay because we are always blessed. We all see the fruits of our serving here on the Master's Call. So thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patson, whom we love to call our Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, for just seeing something in us that we at times didn't have the courage or just didn't want to accept in ourselves. So thank you so much. And my TMC family, I just thank you so much for being here, because without you, we would be ministering to the leadership team. So thank you so much for hanging in here with us over these past years and for giving us an opportunity to share a word of God. So now, Father, it's all of you and none of me as I bring the message this morning. Father, I pray that you use me mightily, Lord, that the message that has been prepared, that you put on my heart, will go forth with clarity. And, Father, that it will bring encouragement to your sons and daughters, that it will enrich, empower, and enhance them this day. In Jesus' name, Father, let the anointing continue to fall upon this call, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, you know, as I was preparing this message, first of all, the name of this message is, Who Told You That? Hearing the Wrong message. So as I was preparing, I thought as a child, how I remember playing a game, he said, she said, now you may have had another name for it, but it was the game when you would whisper something in a person's ear, who would whisper what you said in the ear of the person seated next to them, who would then whisper what they said to the next, what they said to the next person, and so on, until the last person would say aloud what was whispered to them, which really usually was completely a different message from what the first person whispered. You probably remember that game. Well, as I was preparing my message for today, I thought about that game that we played and noticed the similarity of what God tells us in his word and how easily we allow it to be transcribed to something that was altogether different from his intent for us. Or we will share what God's word says and how it applies to our situations in our lives. And we often are talked out of the purpose and plan that God has for our lives by listening to someone who did not hear what the Holy Spirit said to you, did not hear his word, just like the very first person who started the chain of conversation in the he said, she said game. Well, an example comes to mind, and that is found in Numbers 13. Now, the backstory in Numbers 13 can be found in Deuteronomy verses 1 through 8. Moses spoke to the children of Israel, letting them know what the Lord spoke to him at Haran, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and the lowland, in the south of the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. They had specific instructions from the Lord. And he said, see, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. You see, Moses had already heard straight from the Lord, from God, letting him know to tell the Israelites it was a done deal. So, for the sake of time, just let me jump over to Numbers 13. You know how the story goes in Numbers 13. Moses sends out the 12 spies from the 12 tribes of Israel, one man from each tribe, to spy out the land of Canaan, which the Lord had given to the children of Israel, Caleb and Joshua being the two prominent spies with whom we are the most familiar. Moses tells them in verses 17 through 20, go up this way into the south and up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests there or not. They were instructed to be of good courage and bring some fruit of the land, bring back some fruit of the land. You see, it was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they spied out the land, and that's verse 21. They did as they were instructed. They came to the valley of Ishbal and cut down one of the clusters of grapes that was so large that they had to carry it between two of them on a pole. So far, so good. Having spied out the land for 40 days, it was time to go back and give their report. The spies talked about how the land was flowing with milk and honey and showed them the fruit of the land. But then we come to a nevertheless. Some of the spies allowed a nevertheless to change the whole trajectory of the Israelites' thinking. Verse 28, nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. How many times have you heard God promise you something and allow the naysayers to rob you of the promise God has for you? Verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Family, we have to be like Caleb and Joshua. When God promises his purpose for us, do not allow Satan to turn your hearts and your minds from what you know God has promised to give you. How many dreams have been snuffed out because of fear? How many opportunities have been missed because we allow the giants to take precedence over what God has declared? Remember when I started out talking, I said, here on the Master's Call, serving in the capacities in which we serve, we have seen God manifest some dreams and some promises that we weren't even aware of. But just being obedient, just saying, okay, Dr. Vanessa, you see that I can preach, you see that I can worship. The Holy Spirit told you that I can bring a word. Be obedient and do it. So that was just a little sidebar. So even after Caleb quieted the people and reassured them that they were well able to overcome the Amalekites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, there was still talk of doubt. Verse 31, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we, they said. The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. Then, to top it off, to seal their perception of defeat, they said in verse 33, there we saw giants. The descendants you see of Anak came from giants, and we were like grasshoppers in their sight, and so we were in their sight. Case closed. So let's go to Numbers 14. So the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron, desiring to go back to Egypt. First, verse 5, and Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. It appeared that Moses and Aaron fell on their faces either in despair or in prayer. I'm not sure which. However, Joshua and Caleb were holding on to God's promise and tore their clothing and declaring that the land was exceedingly good and were adamant that the Lord was truly able to fulfill his promise. Verse 6. Oh, I just want to say this before I go on to verse 6. Has there ever been a time when you heard from the Lord and decided that something sounded like a great idea, sounded promising, but just said, I want to check it out first? Like my example of the he said, she said game. Don't let what you heard from God initially get twisted by what others are saying or the self-doubt that you go through. So how do we prevent that? How do I keep my mind focused and embrace the purpose and the promise that God has for my life? Well, I have five principles, actually six, that are going to address that. Number one, we can circumvent that by fortifying our spirit with God's word. Joshua 1, 5, verses 5 through 7 says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. So be strong and very courageous. And I believe the Lord told them to be very courageous because he knew that there were going to be some doubters. He knew that there were going to be some obstacles, but he had already promised them that they were going to pursue and overtake the land. You see, situations in our lives and changes may not occur instantly. Although God is able to change situations instantly according to his will, but always remember, God has a tailor-made plan especially for you. So as you are going through and walking through the plan that God has for you, remember Ephesians 3:20 that says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us, remember that God would never leave you nor forsaken you as you do the exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. In the midst of your claiming hold to God's promise for you, know that Satan will plant obstacles to circumvent the plan that God has. But I'm telling you to hold on. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, I promise, you will reap a harvest if you don't faint. And that's in Galatians 6, 9. Number two, seek wise counsel. Ask God to reveal to you the counsel he would have you to seek. Proverbs 11, 14 tells us, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Be mindful of seeking out counsel with someone who is going to agree with you on everything you say. You know, sometimes we, you know, don't want to do something, and so we get with somebody who we know is going to agree with everything we say. Or sometimes we want to do something that may not be right, may not be God's plan, and we're going to try to find that person who's going to agree. But a very wise man, my husband's grandfather, would say, if two of us agree on everything, then one of us is unnecessary. Number three, exercise positive self-talk. Watch what you are saying to yourself. Are you speaking life or death over your situation? As believers, we should remind ourselves daily who we are in Christ. We are to speak kind words. We are told to speak kind words to each other. However, are we speaking kind and encouraging words to ourselves? Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Also believe Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. Number four, just put a gag order on the naysayers. Ask God to do that. As Christians, we are to always be humble and not brag about anything. There are some people, without even you bragging about what you're doing, who will become envious of your achievements and speak against you. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every lying tongue devised against you in judgment shall be condemned. Do not let the naysayers hold you back. You see, you can't tell everybody everything. You just might even have to excuse some people from your life while you are seeking your purpose and attaining the purpose that, and attaining the plan that God has for you. And God blesses us all in different ways. So because someone else is being blessed, rejoice with them, because he has blessings for all of us in different ways. As remember I said, our lives and his purpose and plans are tailor-made for us individually. Number five, pray. We have to pray. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And James 5:16 says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I just love the song that Minister Brenda ended with, and that is Thank You, Lord. And I sing that song practically every day after I pray, just thanking him for what he has done. And lastly, some things don't change, prayer and fasting. Because some things only change through prayer and fasting. And that's in Matthew 17:21. And Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts has called the fast for us beginning next Tuesday, I believe the day is. So there are things in our lives that I know we will get breakthroughs. I know we will hear from God when we will institute the principle, the mandate of praying and fasting. So who told you that? Who gave you that message that you are hearing? In these last few days of this quarter, of this year, I admonish you to stop it. Stop thinking on the things that rob you of what God has promised. He will not guide you to anywhere where he has not provided for you. Be clear about hearing his voice and proceed in the promise he has for you. And remember to be strong and of good courage. That is what God told you. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you on this morning. And Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Wow, Minister Willa Peterson, OMG. Thank you so much. That was a word of wisdom, definitely words of wisdom message. I will be taking heed to every single thing that you said between you and Minister Brenda this morning. You guys just knocked it out the ballpark, and I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But let us go to God in prayer and pray over our prayer request at this time. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we come this far by faith, leaning on you, Lord, and trusting in your holy word, because you never fail us, oh God. And so this morning, we lift up Mother Eleanor to you, Father. We speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. We lift up Mother Josie to you right now. We speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. We lift up Denise Brown. We speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. We lift up Kai Brown, and we speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus, oh God. We lift up Artist Life to you. We say, God, have your way. We lift up each and every single person who has dialed in, who has said their name this morning, God. You know their needs. You know their desires, and you know what they seek from you. So have your way, God. Download every single thing that is necessary and needed, and we'll be forever grateful to just say thank you, Lord, and bless your name. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this wisdom-filled message, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the PIN code 294-617-pound, and that will give you the replay for this call. Also, we will be headed over to the new Morning Motivational Call, where today is Testimonial Thursday with Manager D. Lee. Please dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for bringing us into the presence of God with worship this morning. Thank you so much for greeting us. Minister Willa, thank you so much for that wisdom-filled message today. And I will ask that you would come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I'm going to read a little bit of something that I have this call, I promise myself. To be strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to everyone I meet. To make all my friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them, and to look to the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true. To think only the best, to work only the best, and to expect only the best. Father, so we take the message that we heard this morning, Lord. I thank you for using me, O God. And Father, I pray that we not be like the children that we were listening to the message that came through the He Said, She Said game. But we're listening to the message of you that says, oh God, that we are King's kids, that we are your children, that we don't have to fear, that we can be strong enough good courage, Lord. We are strong enough good courage. So, Father, use us mightily as we fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for our lives, thinking only of what you say about us. and doing what you say, being obedient. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. As I always say, my TNC family, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I love me from you. God bless you. Bye.